A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. There broke out a severe persecution of the church in Jerusalem, and all were scattered throughout the countryside of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Devout men buried Stephen and made a loud lament over him. Saul, meanwhile, was trying to destroy the church. Entering house after house and dragging out men and women, he handed them over for punishment, imprisonment. Now those who had been scattered went about preaching the word. Thus Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed the Christ to them. With one accord, the crowds paid attention to what was said by Philip. And when they heard it, they saw the signs he was doing, for unclean spirits crying out in a loud voice came out of many possessed people, and many paralyzed and crippled people were cured. There was great joy in that city. The word of the Lord. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Shout joyfully to God, all the earth. Sing song, praise to the glory of his name. Proclaim his glorious praise. Say to God, how tremendous are your deeds. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Let all the earth worship and sing praise to you. Sing praise to your name. Come and see the works of God, his tremendous deeds among the children of Adam. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. He has changed the sea into dry land, the river they passed on foot. Therefore, let us rejoice in him. He rules by his right hand forever. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to the crowds, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. Whoever believes in me will never thirst. But I told you that although you have seen me, you do not believe. Everyone that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but I should raise it up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today, 83 years ago, it'd be my mom's birthday, April 17th, 1941. And then 64 years ago, I was baptized on her birthday, April 17th, Easter Sunday of that year. And I often would think about, when I was reading the Gospels this morning, how my mother never had this fear that God would ever reject her. Huh? No matter, her life wasn't a perfect life. I don't know if everybody knew that. But she always knew she could go to God, and God would always embrace her. And that promise that God gave her, he gave to all of us, that he will not reject any of us, and that if we believe, he will give us eternal life. And that's a promise we got to be clinging to, that God isn't here to reject me, God is here to accept me if I believe in him and never reject me and give me eternal life. And again, as I was thinking, I'm thinking, if my mother was never born, I would never be born. If she would have never had me baptized, I would never be a follower of Jesus. This Sunday, I'll be a priest 35 years. Just freaks me out how this happens. But it all because of one woman saying yes, having her child baptized, giving me away that day to the Blessed Mother. That God has plans for all of us, and it's not to reject us. It's to give us eternal life. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.